Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Valentine Week. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I think most people probably celebrated over the weekends. I didn't talk much about it. I did a whole show on Valentine's Day years ago, the meaning of the day and things like that. That's a contrived day. I mean, that's fine. I think, don't you think you should treat your Valentine like a Valentine every day? And, you know, it's become somewhat sexist. The idea that guys have to do something for ladies, since when? It's a day supposedly for lovers. Since when did it become, oh, guys got to go run around looking for chocolates and flowers, and that's not good enough anymore, right? Too many Hollywood movies about what people do. You know, they rent out the chalet in Switzerland and arrange for the helicopter, you know, the private flight over and the helicopter ride to the chalet and, you know, with the private butlers and all that. And the ordinary guys are sitting there going, man, when did it, why can't I just bring a box of chocolates and a card? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, look, I'm not putting any pressure on anybody out there, but I'm just saying the leftism has made things get so twisted. It's another day. It's contrived by the greeting card industry, the chocolate industry, the jewelry industry, something where they can say, on this day, we will make more money than we normally make. It's all driven by capitalism. And what's funny, the leftists take strict advantage of it. Oh, man, they got the Hallmark stuff. They got all these different things I just talked about as they decry the very thing that it all is supposed to mean. And when you break it down, what are we? It's like Christmas. Really, is Christmas about the gifts? Is Valentine's Day about the gifts? Is it about the dinners? And, oh, let's not forget, in the time of Wu Flu, you have all these people out there kissing through their masks.
I love you. I love you too.
Why don't you just make his and her doctor's appointments, go get the death poke, end it all. That way we can forget about Valentine's Day. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, over the weekend, trust me, here's what I can tell you. There are some truisms. We'll talk about them today, because today we will discuss the obvious. And I say this with all due respect. Democrats and other leftists are lying, disingenuous scumbags. And I offer my apology to scumbags for using you as the backdrop of this metaphor. But I have to use something. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in touch with me. So what have we learned over the past week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, weekend? Nothing. You haven't learned anything new? Now, trust me, you haven't. Let me tell you. In Chicago, a bunch of people got killed. A bunch of people got shot and a bunch of people got killed. I guarantee you that. Now, I have a caller and a listener to the show. It's Kevin, I don't like when you took over the Chicago killing stats. I don't go over the Chicago killing stats for any reason other than to remind you that Democrats are dangerous people. We'll get more into that in just a bit. But here's what I do want you to understand. Here's what I want you to pay attention to, even though you're not going to learn anything. I'm warning you. This is a class where we're going to do a recap. So here's what I can tell you that you learned in the way of nothing, okay? Clinton spied on Trump. Does that surprise you? Does it come out of left? Oh, my gosh, there's the boogeyman. I jumped out of the closet. Oh, where were you? Has anybody ever scared you before? And you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize you were there. This story doesn't. It doesn't scare you at all because you knew it. Clinton and her team colluded with all the people, Perkins Coie, and we can go through all the different nuts and bolts and connect the dots and follow the little breadcrumbs and all that stuff. But for you to understand what you already know, what Democrats already knew, Clinton spied on Donald Trump. Far worse than Watergate in 1,000 different ways, because Clinton, the Secretary of State, had preloaded the government in her favor. She had Obama, who was rolling out, who said, look, you're going to be the next president, so I better play nice with you. Remember, he didn't even back Bernie, and he supported her too. So even and here's the, what's so funny about it. After they did that, Trump still kicked Clinton's butt, cleaned her clock. So while Clinton spied on Trump when he was a candidate, nobody went to jail. Clinton then spied on Trump when he was a presidential candidate, and nobody went to jail. The Obama administration helped Clinton, yet nobody significant went to jail. So what did we learn? Did we learn that all of these different agencies that colluded or are complicit? Of course we did. We know the FISA court is corrupt, and it remains that way. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA are not to be trusted. They helped Clinton and Obama lose to Trump and continued to dog Trump well into his presidency. This is monumentally bad. I mean, I'm looking for a word here, but I came up with bad. Monumentally so. And we know this. There is nothing that would be revealed. If you learn that John Brennan was a turncoat, anti-American, Muslim-loving spy inside of our government, it would not be surprising. If you learn that James Clapper, who was part of this cabal, was an anti-American, certainly anti-conservative American, which for me means anti-American, anti-Trump zealot, it would be of no surprise. If you learned that any of these people had been corrupted along the way through, who knows, sex and money? Would it surprise you? We've gotten Kevin Kleinsmith and some other low-level people. We don't have any real trophies to put on the wall, and we know with 100% certainty that these people lied. Russian collusion by Trump. A complete lie. $40 million spent. Democrat witch hunt. The Democrats pushed for this the better part of 4 years now. And some people continue to push it, continue to try to tell this lie. People like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. Hey, Jerry and Adam, where are you? Telling us what we already know. Adam Schiff still promised us information that he could connect Trump to the Russians. Where are we? We are no closer to finding any Russian spying with Donald Trump than we were when they started, because it never existed. The same way the Wu flu has been overdone, climate change overdone, race relations with Americans overdone, cops killing black folks overdone, all of it. All they do is lie. They are scumbags and scoundrels, and if it makes you mad that I tell you that, too bad. Get in the fight.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about big tech censorship, what they have been doing to us for a better part of a decade. And what's funny, I tell people this story all the time. I went to all the biggest media, conservative media outlets years ago, 6-7 years ago. I told them, I said, hey, as a management consultant and a risk a person who specializes in risk, I will tell you something. This is what's coming. At the time, Liftable Media, they also had another name. I can't remember now what they were called. But I said, you guys are going to experience an amazing, tech hit if you don't pay attention to what I'm telling you. You got to start gathering up these emails. And if you'll work with me, we can put everybody onto another social media site. And we will start to dictate the conversation. But let me tell you, they're going to start influencing our income and influencing our speech. And I'll be doggone, it was a year later, almost to the day, one of the biggest guys in the business, Floyd, I won't say his last name, but he called me and said, Kevin, are you experiencing this thing? I said, hey, man, I sat in your office. I went to Tucker Carlson, you, multiple people. I said, here's what's coming. And nobody listened to me. You all dismissed me. And so a year later, he had a 50-60% hit in his numbers overnight. Oh, it was a Facebook algorithm change. And I said, I told you.
I said, but here's the good news, bad news. You can still implement this with me. We can still make it, you know, make it happen, even though they're shrinking your audience. Well, we got to do it now, because here's what I'm telling you. You went from drinking out of the cup to drinking out of one of those big plastic straws that we used to have as a kid that had the powder in it. But now, the next time, you're going to be drinking from a straw. And then after that, you're going to be drinking from a coffee stirrer. You won't be able to get enough oxygen to keep you afloat. Now, this guy went out, bought a mega campus. He had 25 millennials working for him, more than that. He probably had 50 employees. I went over there one time. They were buzzing. They had media, etc. And now he's got a big old empty building, barely keeping afloat, if that. I bet he doesn't have 5 full-time employees now. I warned him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I warned him. I said, if you think Zuckerberg is in the business to make you rich, to let your message get out, you are out of your mind. And so now we're betting on Trump. Please bring this thing up. You know, conservatives, it's funny how how we play the game. We're, oh, I'll support Trump, cult of personality, but the little guy comes along and says, you know what? I see it. I want to do it. And you can't get any support. I'm not lamenting it. Yeah, I lost $300,000 and I shut it down. And I proudly tell you, I got in the fight. I put my money where my mouth was. Just like I'm in the fight with Hollywood with the Flick Fest. You can choose to support it or not. But if it goes down, it's not going to, because I'm going to be fighting tooth and nail. But if it did, be proud of yourselves, conservative. You let another something that we could make a difference go down. You should be, look, I'm not going to tell people what to do. But I'll tell you this, when it comes down to principle, when there's somebody doing something in this industry that I look at and I go, that guy gets it or that girl gets it, I support them. Right now, there's a company that this young lady runs. It's a military company. I'm not going to say the name or whatever. I saw what she was doing. I called my 4-star general buddies. I called Ross Perot Jr. I called 15 people to say, this is somebody we need to promote instantaneously. You ever heard of Charles Love? He's been on Tucker, run Seeking Educational Excellence. He called me one time. I saw what he was doing. I said, you need to be an executive director of something that I'm involved in. And we are partnered in Seeking Educational Excellence, trying to change education in America, taking the racial element out, ending identity politics. How big of a dent am I making? Not big enough. But I tell you what, if I had the budget of Charlie Kirk, I guarantee I could make a difference. I started One Urban Voice with Lawrence Johnson. I met him at an event, a Christian event. This dude is a stud. He goes in the street, walking, proselytizing about the conservative movement in a way that he resonates inside the minority community. So we started One Urban Voice so we can help inner city families. And what about Unhyphenated America, Chris Harris? Nobody knew who Chris was. I got him on Tucker. I got him on Fox and Friends. I almost got him a gig at Fox. And he runs something that highlights the greatness of this country, things that we should be talking about. I put my money where my mouth is, and many times I put your money where my mouth is, because I promise you, I'm not using your money to make a living. We got to support these efforts. And right now, we've got an all-out assault on us by the media, by the social media. I'm going to play the rest of this clip that Tucker did with this guy from about Twitter.
Twitter is now run by a man called Parag Agarwal, who has said plainly he does not believe in free speech. Agarwal came to this country as an adult to get a degree from Stanford. Now Agarwal controls the single most important forum for America's political conversation. That is a big and important job. It's not just a public company, it's much more than that. It's a kind of public trust that allows this democracy to function. So you would think you'd want a guy like that, in a position like that, to have some respect for his adopted country's core institutions, beginning with and primarily the First Amendment. But Agarwal has no respect for our First Amendment or our Constitution. He explained that openly in a 2020 speech. Watch.
Our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, but our role is to serve a healthy public conversation, and our moves are reflective of things that we believe lead to a healthier public conversation. The kinds of things that we do to, what about this is, to focus less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed. One of the changes today that we see is speech is easy on the internet. Most people can speak. Where our role is particularly emphasized is who can be heard.
Oh, so the new standard isn't your right as a citizen to say what you believe is true. The new standard is achieving something called healthy public conversation. And by the way, this is not one man's opinion. You grew up in a country where people were free to say what they wanted. But now that political speech, in fact, all speech, is disseminated to other citizens via social media, this is the guy who actually controls what you're allowed to think. So what is healthy public conversation? What does that mean exactly? We're interested. So we texted Parag Agarwal very first thing this morning, and then we emailed his office, and then him personally, all to find out. Agarwal was too cowardly to respond to us. So we're going to have to assume that a healthy public conversation is whatever Parag Agarwal wants it to be.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now, while I appreciate Tucker's outrage, what I will tell you is I talked to Tucker about this very subject. I warned Tucker about this very subject. I warned Liftable Media. I warned all the largest media outlets, guys who were getting 40, 50, 100 million people hitting their site, unique visitors. And I said, you better pay attention to what I'm telling you. Here's what's going to happen. See, we created the Agarwals or whatever his name is. We created them. Because nobody wanted to listen. And you want to know why? Because conservatives are too consumed with themselves, and in many times they're too consumed with their own egos.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. It traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, a wreath-laying ceremony is followed by a gun salute. President Biden is set to meet with the Chinese president next week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Artificial intelligence. It's something I've been studying from my days of engineering, when I almost went into, biorobotics. I always wanted to figure out that man-machine sort of gap, especially the neuro pieces of it, because the brain, we talk about supercomputers and things like this, and the fact is your body is the best supercomputer ever invented. It's invented by God. Think about the number of things that you do simultaneously. Right now you're hearing me. So there's that aspect of things. And if I were doing this in video, you'd be seeing me at the same time. And so in seeing me, you're watching my lips move. You'd see my hands moving. You'd be making observations about my facial expressions, like this one here, which is a crazy one, right? And so, but while all that's going on, think about all the trillions and trillions of processes that are happening simultaneously in your body. Blood flowing, all the cells of your body accepting nutrients, rejecting nutrients, rejecting viruses, etc. And every one of your senses being activated. Your sense of feel is being activated whether you know it or not. Not that you're touching, that you are actually touching a desk or you're touching, you know, the face of one of your producers or something. No. You're feeling the temperature around you. Your body's gauging everything. Your heart is beating at a certain beats per minute based on your activities. Your eyes are blinking in sequence based on irritants that are in the air or whatever you may be going through at this moment. And I could go on. That's the way the body works. It is so complicated. There's no computer that will ever be invented that is better than your brain. Now, that being said, we don't always perceive everything around us. So if you get a computer that isn't caught, and here's what's a funny thing. When we were designing computers, and I'll use Big Blue as an example. When they designed Big Blue to beat Kasparov or whatever, play him in chess, the idea was that the computer would always look at infinite thoughts, infinite moves in chess before it would make a decision. And what they found out is the only way you can make a computer anywhere close to a human being, and get this, you're going to love this, you got to give it error. You got to give it the ability to make a mistake. If it's always looking for perfection, it may never figure it out. And I know that sounds antithetical, but that's the case. And that's the reason why AI is always at fault. Because we see a computer as it's infallible. That, you know, when it calculates how to get something to space and back, it's got to be 100%. That's very true. But there are many decisions that are not 100%. There are many decisions that are 80%. 80-20 rule. There are decisions that are 99%. And there are decisions that are 50-50. You don't really have to care.
It's tough for a computer to figure that out. So anyway, this is all leading into this whole AI discussion. Because Hollywood's been tantalizing us with AI for quite some time. Remember the movie Terminator? The idea in that movie was that the computers finally became sentient, and then they took over. They said, we don't need these humans anymore. Why do we got to feed them and birth them and watch what they do, destroying the world, right? So if we can get rid of them, all this is all we need. I don't know which side of the fence this thing is on, because there's a time when I always like when I actually say to myself, I'd rather have robots than some of these human beings. If you said to me, Kevin, you could get rid of all leftists by just replacing them with robots, I'd say done. I'd push that button. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. I know a little bit about this. Now, look, I'm not mean-spirited toward leftists. I'm mean-spirited towards their policies. I'm mean-spirited towards the idea that they never seem to really want to solve problems and get the solutions. What they do is they connive and they strategize against you. We're making a movie, Beyond the Mules, that will prove to you that leftists are setting things up so you don't count. I chuckle when I see, oh, black people want to make sure their vote matters. Your vote doesn't matter now, black folks. LGBT, your vote doesn't matter. Women, your vote, leftist, feminist women, your vote doesn't matter. All you are is noise in the political system that allows the elitists to say, here's what we're going to do based on the noise. There's not a leftist position, name me one, there's not a leftist position that you've ever heard that is the prevailing thought of any civilized culture, not one. Killing babies? Open borders? There's nothing open. Once you plot your little, you know, place in the sun, I don't care if it's in the deep, dark recesses of Africa, your hut is your hut. Nobody else should be coming in and out of your hut, eating your food, you know, snuggling with your significant other beside you. That's a fact. That is a human nature fact. You don't even want anybody in your space unless they're invited. Let somebody get within a couple feet of you and you're like, whoa, wait, get back here, man. What's up with you? Anyway, going back to these bots. So Google fired an engineer who claimed that the company's AI program, they call it LaMDA, had transformed into what they call a sentient program, meaning it came of age. It understood its place. Now, we've looked at this with movies, as I said, like Terminator, but The Matrix. There was a movie with Johnny Depp where he plays a guy who's dying, and they infuse the computer into him, and then every flower and everything that pollinated had this in it, and we could repair our bodies and brain cells and everything else. And let me tell you, we've made all kinds of strides in these areas. But did it become sentient, and can it ever become sentient? Some argue yes, it will. And when that happens, that's when God will destroy the world. But the world really will have destroyed itself, because there's something about, here it comes, being human. There's something about ignoring all the iterations of humanity. In other words, your color, your gender, your sexuality. You'll figure that out as you move along through the world. You don't force it on anybody. Let nature take its course. God has been so good at giving us the ability to understand these things, you know, and to figure it out. But leftists don't trust God. Leftists believe they can engineer it. They can do it all on their own. So they're going to make the perfect human being, a human being that doesn't care about your race, sexuality, gender, blah, blah, blah. It's going to overlook everything. I just want you to understand, when leftists design this machine, you better be nowhere around it. Think about what they espouse. Just try to design a machine that says black folks are too stupid to get a voter ID. How do you think black folks are going to respond to that? Or the black version of those machines. Do you think a machine would figure out the logic of leftism and go, wait a minute, this makes no sense? I would just say to leftists, be careful what you wish for with these sentient machines that are coming up. But let me ask you this, since we're talking about sentient, when did you become sentient? When did you recognize that you were a human being, that you were a life form? I remember as a kid going, wow, I could die. I'm living and I could die. I certainly remember becoming politically sentient. I remember it was in the time of Reagan, and it was probably, you know, I was dealing with things with my grandparents who were Democrats, but I was noticing the difference between how we lived and how, what, you know, what my grandparents' belief system was, but how we lived. It didn't go with their belief system. But Ronald Reagan woke me up and went, hey, politically, here's what you should be thinking about. And I became politically sentient. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Many Democrats are waking up. Their artificial intelligence is kicking in, and these people are going, whoa, I got to wake up. But let's go back to this bot. Let me tell you, I don't know if you've seen Twitter and these guys and how they attack you when something happens. Believe it or not, that's not human beings. That is bots. Bots are attacking you. Bots are making comments. We have all kinds of crazy comments on my work when you read an article. It'll be, you know, this article that you wrote really makes sense and blah, blah, blah. If you go get a chance to read some of the articles, it is bots. And they seem very human. When you make calls to call center sometimes, they seem very human. They're not. They're bots. They're engineered responses. And they're getting better and they're getting smarter. It's much more difficult to tell. But if you're discerning, you can tell. And that's where the world is moving towards, is this. Now, I've asked this question many times, and I'm going to get more into this in a bit, certainly in the next segment. Would robots be too bad? I'm telling you right now, we're headed for a time when we will openly accept robots. We're already looking at robot cars. We're looking at robot planes. We're going to be looking at robot butlers, maybe robot pets, robot spouses.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You remember the old robots that went, and they could barely lift their leg, if anything, or many times they just rolled. Or, you know, do you remember the robot, the dance, how the dance was? Now, robots do what humans do. They're robots that can flip. They put gyros in them where you can, you practically can't knock them down. And a host of other things. A robot can run. All kinds of things. And when I was in engineering, the toughest thing to get a robot to do was to stand on one leg. Believe it or not. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out everything about us at that website. And I hope you will. And I sincerely hope you'll spread the news about this radio show. And I know there are people that listen sporadically or whatever they talk. Get people to listen to it, seriously. Just 15 minutes, 5, 10 minutes. And if they're not hooked, then, you know, I apologize to you and I apologize to them. But anyway, we're talking about robots. We're talking about becoming sentient because Google fired a guy named Blake Lemoine, or Lemoine, depending on if you use the French pronunciation. But he's an engineer
at Google's responsible AI group. They put him on paid leave for violating the company's policy and disputed his claim that a program, an AI program, came alive. Now, the reason I bring this up is because when they start giving us information that says, oh, he lied, this program did not become sentient, it makes me wonder, did he really lie? This is a guy who's concerned about the ethics of artificial intelligence. Elon Musk has talked about the ethics of artificial intelligence. And the reason why this has become a bigger deal is this is no longer the robotic response where you say, hello, this is Kevin Jackson's voicemail. It's not like that. We're to the point where we can, in movies, get this is in movie making, we can look at the facial expressions of Tom Cruise and we can stick Tom Cruise in our documentary. There's software to do this. We can mimic his voice. We can mimic his face. We can make it look like he's there. How much fakery can you get away with now with Photoshop? How much fakery can you get away with modifying, you know, with the sound of a voice? We can do it. We accidentally did something one day, and when we had a recorded show, and I sounded like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart and I have the same voice intonations. The only difference is Kevin talks a little fast and he's a little higher. If I speed up the way I talk, I sound exactly like Kevin Hart. Well, you can manipulate that. You can do that. It's all waveforms, folks. It's easy to do. So with all this technology where you can make something look like it happened or didn't happen, I want you to understand where we are. Now, And when I talk about this, I'm talking about when you watch these spy thrillers and things like this, they talk about, there's a series out called The Terminal List. They completely took a conversation between special forces guys and manipulated it. Remember the movie Blade, with Tom, what's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's the, running man. I knew I was going to get it. Where they changed the actual audio when he was in the helicopter and made it look like he mowed down the people versus saying, I'm not going to shoot innocent civilians. That was tame and lame in comparison to what can be done today. And here's the real issue with artificial intelligence, folks. Most of this can be done on the fly and you would never know the difference. That is how sophisticated it has become. And this is why people are starting to get concerned. Elon Musk, when Elon Musk chimes in and says, listen, artificial intelligence is really coming of age and it's going to be a game changer. He's telling you, you're not going to know real from fake. This is the Matrix. And this guy, Blake Lemoine, whoever, the guy responsible for Google's responsible AI group. That's what it's labeled, responsible AI. He's sounding the whistle. Google says, if an employee shares concerns about our work as Blake did, we review them extensively. We found Blake's claim that Lambda, is sentient to be wholly unfounded and worked to clarify that with him for many months. So understand, this guy is over the responsible artificial intelligence group at Google, which means he's brilliant. He's a bright guy. And he's saying, guys, I see the future of this. And he's concerned. Lambda, by the way, is short for Language Model for Dialogue Applications. It's a program that is intended to assume the role of a person or object during conversations. Lemoine claimed that the program persuaded him during a conversation that it should be treated like a person. In other words, they've programmed such a level of sophistication in this artificial intelligence software that it believes it is carrying on a conversation. Now, I was having this discussion with some people. I don't remember. This was the other day. I don't remember who it was. And I said, think about this. You have a companion that can have a conversation to the level of this AI that in Lambda. And you say, listen, we're going to go to a cocktail party. It's going to be with the Canadian consulate. And I'd like you to have all the background information on Canada at the ready, and we want to be able to talk about Canadian policies, etc. and just let's go back, you know, whatever. Understand that this bot would have all the history of Canada at its disposal in memory. It's got the entirety of the internet, pros, cons, who led what, and all you want to do is say, listen, direct the conversation in such a way as to blah, blah, blah. Who's got more information? I mean, you could be a historian. There are things that you don't know, you don't remember. This thing has every bit of information out there, good, bad, or indifferent, fake, and, you know, whatever. And if it's anywhere close to sentient, it can pose questions and things like this, and it can talk about all the elements of Canada that you don't even know. But more importantly, it can make you look really good. This is almost like that movie Limitless, where the guy takes the pill and suddenly everything he reads, everything he's seen, he understands. But not only does he understand it, he can put it into context. So the next party you go to, it's the Swiss, you know, delegation. Or you want to talk about global nuclear disarmament. And you can go back multiple years. Your robot, your companion can go back all these years and understand this stuff. I want you to just understand why this guy is concerned. And so when you have all this history, and here's what happens with this, they call it, it used to be business intelligence. It was just gathering all the data and just having it available. But then it became interpretation of that intelligence. That was the next evolution. And now when you think of interpretation, think of conceptualizing it. Give that artificial intelligence being something to shoot for. Like, okay, I want to build a model to make sure we can cheat in elections no matter what. Let me explain how government works, and you build me a model of how we can make sure we cheat. Board of Elections, the, you know, all the different people involved in the food chain. Give me a scenario where we never lose an election, and that bot will build it for you because it'll have all the history. It'll tell you what's worked, what hasn't worked. It'll look at who went to jail and why. It can do an analysis, and God forbid it becomes conceptual, where you can put in the narrative, I want the outcome to be this, and it strategizes how do you do it. And it's got the history of the world at its disposal. Look, folks, I'm not trying to panic you. I'm just telling you, be vigilant about this stuff. Understand, this is a guy telling you that we now have the AI to do this. Add to that the ability to manipulate audio, the ability to manipulate video, the ability to, you know, all these things that we didn't have the ability to do years ago. Photoshopping. I can create an entire alternate world to make you look guilty, and it's done all the time. Inasmuch as I can give you a new identity, I can take away your life. You think this is not happening? This is incredible. There's something behind the scenes here. Let me tell you this. Remember the name Blake Lemoine, L-E-M-O-I-N-E. He may have been the biggest whistleblower. This may be Terminator being played out in real life. This moment where a guy says, we just crossed the chasm. Now, look, again, I'm not... I still believe in the human being. I believe that God has made man as the unbelievable creation in the history of the universe. And we may seem stupid to others and talk about UFOs, but we are bright, brilliant people. And we will figure things out. But let me tell you, God didn't say it would be easy, because we certainly have the capacity to destroy ourselves.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.